Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of our 11 shortlisted books for our 2021 NICE project.
Let's talk about Sula now, which was a 1973 novel by Toni Morrison. It was her second novel to be published. Let's see, short plot. How do we do a short synopsis of this? Well, you just finished your...
I just finished it. It is basically the exploration of a female friendship. Mm-hmm. We have Nell and we have Sula. They are friends. They are in the early 1900s, and it explores several different decades. So let's just say like the 20s through, you know, there's only one of them alive at the end of the book, but through the 60s. Mm-hmm. And it explores how, you know, in some ways they are very similar, but they also have intrinsic character differences. And one of the things I really like about it is that neither of these women is presented as being, you know, completely in the right or completely in the wrong. It's a complex relationship. The theme of sexuality is a major theme in it. It affects the women's relationship, even though they themselves don't have a sexual relationship with each other. It definitely impacts their relationship with each other by who's having sex with whom outside of that friendship. But I think that it does really feature in a way that we haven't had quite in this much highlight in the past, this female relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is probably the strongest pro. And you put in your notes, beautiful prose. So having good quotable passages is also a plus, right?
Right. Oh, it is. It is stunningly beautiful. Even descriptions of things which are, you know, very, very off-putting in and of themselves. The prose is just, I would say this is some of the most beautiful prose of anything that we have done to date.
Yeah, I think I would say all the positives, all the prose that I would have for Iola Leroy, I would also have for this book. The only real con, other than the cons that I discussed for Iola Leroy, the only other one would be that this one is the more modern of the two, the, you know, published in the 70s. This to me is like one of the books or one of the authors that you would say was inspired by that Iola Leroy, you know. So, you know, but if we picked this book, we could talk about Iola Leroy. I mean, it could
be
part of the conversation, but this being a much more accessible book, I'm not sure I think another pro is that it's not as known as some of Toni Morrison's other work, like Beloved. You put that in our notes too. So I think this is like very high on my list. Very, very mm-hmm. high. My list.
Yeah, it's very high on mine too. And your earlier point, which is extremely valid, about, hey, what about two white women discussing a Black author? I think one advantage we would have in discussing Sula versus Iola Leroy is since it is about female friendship, mm-hmm. and we are female friends, we have the fact that we just have the female experience.
Yes.
We don't have the Black experience, right. But I believe that is some valid expertise.
I will, and if I may say this, I'm not sure how relevant it is, but in 1973, when this book came out, I was 10 years old. I have read this book a long time ago. I don't remember, you know, again, I don't remember exact every detail, but it was part of my studies, something that I read when I was at IU in the early 1980s. studying literature. That was my undergraduate major at the time. It's got themes and discussion points that have come back to me without realizing it. When we first made this list just last week, I started thinking more and more and more about this book in particular, as unconsciously in my mind, as I did further studies in academia and my academic studies went in different ways, especially when I turned into an anthropologist, you know, there's a lot in this book that has kind of, I feel like that I read at that younger age that has stayed with me, even though I didn't really realize it. And so this book is a very, very strong contender for me. I think between this one and Iola Leroy, I'm really torn, but I do believe that this one is more accessible in terms of reading it. And that, like you said, the beauty of the passages and the way that we can delve into this friendship between these two women. And friendship is such a strange word, isn't it? Because it is a roller coaster. It has its ups and downs and
right.
a lot of different ways. So I'm really, really leaning towards this one.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. This one, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I just listened very strongly. And again, I would like to be able, I would like to for us to try, if we pick this book, I would like for us to try to get some other voices input in our behind discussions. I have a couple of people in mind that possibly we could contact to see if they would be willing to, you know, talk with us about the book. So I and won't some say any names because this is going to be a public podcast.
Right. Well, we'll contact them first. but yes, and this one I feel like structure. And there's definitely kind of a rhyming going on with like a suicide day, which is like a spontaneous event, which is started that keeps up every year. And no, people aren't actually committing suicide in it, but that it just keeps coming back. It rhymes later on. There's several themes like that where something, you know, seemingly incidental or passing comes back again. And so the structure is good. And I also loved it because I'd get to the end of this beautiful passage and be hypnotized by it and then be like, wait, what was that about? Let me go back and reread it. Did I catch what that meant?
The deeper meanings in Toni Morrison's writing. I mean, she writes so beautifully that you can be lulled and fooled. And then suddenly you're like, wait a minute, like you said, wait a minute, what did I just read? You
know? Right.
I really, just the way she writes is fodder for podcasts. I mean, you know, just her style of writing would be amazing to talk about. So I'm very, very much in favor of this book. Very much. We're not doing very well narrowing it down yet, are we?
Well, I would say in my mind, did we come down to the choice between Iola Leroy and Sula? I would pick Sula.
I think so too. I think only in honestly, as much as I love the historical context and importance of Iola Leroy, I think Sula would be more accessible to our audience. We want to create new artwork. And by artwork, again, it's visual art, it's music, it's writing, it's poetry, prose, whatever, you know, there's a accessibility to Toni Morrison that I think the Iola Leroy just wouldn't quite have. So this is probably a better choice for our project. It doesn't mean it's a better book. It just means it's a better choice for our project.
Right.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of our 2021 NICE project.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.